This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, April 30th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Budget cut may be modified. Craig guns for Senate seat and Bessent towers tariff uncertainty. Could House Ag budget target be reduced? Republicans on the House Ag Committee are planning to move their piece of the giant GOP budget reconciliation bill next week, but they've got to agree on how they're going to achieve the savings they need. Chairman Glenn G.D. Thompson of Pennsylvania told members of the North American Agriculture Journalist yesterday that the instruction to the committee to cut $230 billion could be modified. He cited White House opposition to cutting SNAP benefits. Thompson also has run into opposition to the idea of requiring states to share the cost of SNAP. We just don't have that much in our jurisdiction, to tell you the truth, to reach that level, Thompson said, of the $230 billion target the committee was assigned. Now, for more on the budget reconciliation bill, read our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. Senate race opens door for new House Ag Democratic leader. Top Democrat on the House Ag, Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota, has officially announced her run to fill retiring Democrat Senator Tina Smith's seat. Smith announced in February that she would not seek re-election at the end of her term. Others have also entered the race, including State Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan and former State Senator Melissa Lopez-Franzen. Craig was elected as the ranking member of the Ag Committee over then-ranking member David Scott of Georgia and longtime committee member Representative Jim Costa of California. With Craig now running for Senate, the ranking position on the committee will reopen. Representative Jill Takuda of Hawaii said there is a, quote, heavy bench of members that could take on that role. Bessent touts strategic uncertainty in trade talks. Lawmakers are skeptical. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says uncertainty surrounding U.S. tariffs is a source of leverage in trade talks with foreign officials, what he is branding, quote, strategic uncertainty. President Trump creates what I call strategic uncertainty in the negotiations, Bessent told reporters in a morning briefing yesterday. He said certainty is not necessarily a good thing in negotiations. Bessent's comments echo those he made Sunday during an appearance on ABC in which he argued keeping trading partners in the dark over U.S. tariff policy creates negotiating leverage. But lawmakers don't necessarily see it that way, and nor, it seems, does the wider public. Multiple lawmakers told AgriPulse that during recess conversations with constituents, tariff uncertainty was a recurring complaint. I don't know what Bessent is talking about. That Senate Finance Committee ranking member Ron Wyden of Oregon, he said, my constituents do not like the uncertainty and the chaos. Similarly, Ways and Means ranking member Richard Neal of Massachusetts said the administration officials are, quote, trying to spin their way out of the problem that they've gotten themselves into. Now take note, even Texas GOP Senator Ted Cruz said he's been fielding complaints. He said yesterday that without exception, small business owners he's been speaking to, quote, would prefer greater certainty on tariffs. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA weighs domestic facility to combat screwworm. USDA considering opening a facility on U.S. soil to fight New World screwworm. In addition to continuing discussions with Mexico, a pivotal partner, USDA will work to consider a domestic facility, a USDA spokesperson told AgriPulse in an email. The spokesperson added that the department looks forward to, quote, determining next steps with Congress and the administration. The U.S. has not had a screwworm case since 2016, but the parasite has reemerged in Mexico. Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association President Carl Ray Polk Jr. said Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins had committed to opening a facility during a closed-door meeting. In a statement, the group said the secretary had committed to opening a U.S.-based sterile fly facility. The introduction of the New World screwworm would devastate cattle markets, cripple supply chains, and cause billions in economic losses, Polk said following the meeting. Protecting America's livestock, wildlife, and food supply must be a national priority. Climate researchers told they can stop working on national report. The Trump administration has dismissed scientists working on a comprehensive analysis of the impacts of climate change, including on agriculture production. Numerous news outlets reported that researchers on the National Climate Assessment received an email saying the report is being re-evaluated and telling them their contributions were no longer needed. No list of researchers was available, but USDA scientists have been key contributors to past reports. The assessment is supposed to be conducted at least every 4 years. The 1990 law mandating the report says it analyzes the impact on the natural environment, agriculture, energy production and use, land and water resources, transportation, human health and welfare, human social systems, and biological diversity. EPA insecticide strategy garners praise from ag groups. Ag groups are praising EPA's final strategy to guide application of insecticides in endangered species habitats. The agency strategy, released yesterday, earned plaudits from National Association of State Departments of Agriculture CEO Ted McKinney. McKinney said EPA had made numerous pragmatic improvements to the draft strategy. The final document, he noted, is more easily implemented while also protecting threatened and endangered species. The Center for Biological Diversity's Environmental Health Director, Lori Ann Bird, said she was heartened to see the support from ag groups, which she called an extremely important step forward, but she said she wished it were stronger. We'll push hard for stronger protections in the upcoming decisions applying the strategy to individual chemicals, she said. Here's today's final word. I don't really understand how CBO does its job. I swear that they came to town in a gypsy caravan. They unloaded their tarot cards and their crystal balls. They have the hardest job in Washington, making financial estimates on things they really don't know anything about. That House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania speaking about Congressional Budget Office scores at the North American Agriculture Journalists annual meeting. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, April 30th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.